There it is, Skycraft.
Hell yeah, I cannot wait to get into this game.
Oh, would you put your ability points on, by the way? I focus mine mostly on strength and dexterity.
I put mine into charisma.
Oh, yeah. Charisma's important.
Yeah.
What'd you put the rest on?
Charisma.
Yeah, like, obviously, out of your 20 starting ability points, you put some into charisma, and then you put some into, like, constitution and strength?
Charisma, baby.
Show me your stats. You put them all into charisma?
Hell yeah. Sure.
Look, you have to diversify your ability points, otherwise you're going to be completely unable to help in any situation. I don't know what you were thinking. Oh my god!
Huh?
What are you doing?
Look, we clearly have different play styles. You want to kill orcs and slay dragons.
Well, how do you want to save the world? Look, I really just want to get through the campaign. Hey! Oh, come on, man. I really want to focus on the story.
Totally, same.
I don't know. Maybe we should just play this separately.
Hang on, what?
I don't know. I think our play styles are just very different, and I don't know if we're going to work together.
Come on, Brie, you haven't even given me a chance.
I don't know, man.
Bro, please, this is really important to me. I promise I'll be an asset.
Okay, but look, if you're not helping, I'm going to play by myself.
Deal. Okay.
Demon Lord is just up ahead.
I'll destroy all these disgusting humans!
Okay. I should probably do most of this by myself, considering the fact that you put all of your stats into charisma.
Hang on, no. I can help. Haven't I been helping this whole journey so far?
Surprisingly, yes. But no. The Demon Lord is resistant to charisma, like all demons. He's so deeply infused with dark magic that he hates all of mankind. No one can charm him.
Yeah, but...
No. Trust me. There is nothing you can do. I've been specifically buffing my constitution and my strength so that I can defeat him and I can take him down. No! No! There is no possible way that you defeat him like this!
I've decided to no longer be evil!
Ah! This fucking game, man, I swear to God.
Stand here sentenced to death. Your crimes, treason, theft, and murder must be punished. It is with my own two eyes that I have witnessed you impersonating a royal guard, which, as we all know, is a crime punishable by death.
Yeah.
I have also witnessed you with my own two eyes stealing from the royal armory, which, as we all know, is another crime punishable by death.
Yeah.
And finally, the most heinous crime of them all. It is in front of these witnesses and with my own two eyes that you were seen murdering a fair maiden of Honeywood. Right now, nearly 2 minutes ago, nothing you can possibly say will be evidence enough to relinquish you of these crimes. Irrefutable. That are, because I witnessed you doing it literally just now. There's nothing you could possibly say. Do you have any final words to say before I end your miserable life?
I didn't do it.
I see I was mistaken. Your words have moved me. You may go, hero. For the peace of the kingdom.
Oh, hey!
Hey!
How you going with the game?
Yeah, so far so good. Played a little bit last night.
Mm-hmm.
Don't really know what I'm doing. So I just picked a class that looked fun and then just went random with my stats.
Oh, that's fine. That's what I did when I first started too.
Oh, sweet. Okay. Well, what's the plan?
Okay, I thought that we'd go to the garlic farmer and then we'd get some supplies and then we can just go do some like low-level dungeons and stuff to get some XP and some better gear.
Sweet.
All good?
Cool.
All right.
Ah, hello, adventurer. How can I help?
Let me get 3 small health potions, 1 big health potion, and then a poison resist, please.
Sure thing. That'll be 75 gold. All right. Thank you, adventure.
I reckon just get the same.
Okay, cool.
Ugh. What do you want?
Hi. I'll just get the same as her.
Ugh. Fine. That'll be 150 gold.
What? 150? I thought it was 75. Why is it more expensive?
Because I don't like your face.
What?
Or the way you smell, you smelly piece of shit.
I don't...
Look at you! You big, dumb, ugly son of a bitch!
What? This is outrageous!
Yeah, cry me a f***ing river! You want your potions or not?
Well, yeah, I guess I...
Give me my money!
Okay, Jesus.
Get the f*** out of my sight!
All right. Ugh.
Oh my god, what was that about?
I don't know! All the NPCs in this game are super mean to me.
Oh, yeah.
And wait, how did you get your stuff so cheap?
Cheap?
Yeah.
No, that's like the normal price for it.
Oh, what?
Wait, what are your charisma stats?
Charisma... Oh, nothing. 0. Just didn't think it was important.
Oh, no wonder.
What?
Oh, God, that was a mistake. You're really going to struggle.
Oh,
Yeah, I feel like maybe you should just start again, to be honest.
No. I've already done all the tutorial stuff. I don't want to do all that again. Come on, let's go. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Okay, I feel like maybe you might regret it.
Oh, hang on. I just got to pick this flower. It's a side quest thing.
Hey, that's my flower!
Yeah, but I've got to pick 4 of them.
Yeah, but they're not for you! Guard!
You there! F*** you!
No!
For a prince in a kingdom.
Good luck, adventurer!
For the king!
Thanks.
What a lovely day.
Hello, sir, and welcome to the Rangers Guild. The guild that only accepts the most daring, the most dashing, the most charismatic of adventurers.
Well, that sounds a little bit like me. I would like to join the Rangers Guild.
No.
What do you mean, no?
Sir, you are nowhere near charismatic enough.
Oh, of course. Oh, sorry, hang on. Sorry, 1 second. Where is it? Where did I put it? Hang on. Here it is. Ching! I would like to join the Rangers Guild.
Well, hello, sir. You seem like the perfect fit for the Rangers Guild.
Thank you.
In fact, you may be one of the most charismatic adventurers I have ever seen.
Well, just between you and me, it's just not the first time that I have heard that.
I bet not.
Yes. Well, anyway, I assume I go this way.
Come on through, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And good luck. Enjoy the Rangers Guild.
Oh, one other thing. Sing. Whereabouts do I get the Rangers costume from?
How did you get there, sir? How did you get there? Sir! This is Rangers Guild territory only!
We've reached the edge of the forest. Here we shall meet Philidan, a rogue who will escort us further.
Oh, I'm glad we made it.
Adventurer? While we have some time, I want to tell you something. Over the course of our quest, I've become quite infatuated with you. No, it's more than that. I've developed feelings for you. Very strong feelings.
What? You know, I noticed a chemistry between you as well.
Just never felt so comfortable around anybody before. Stories we shared, the conversations we had. It means something.
I don't think you said a single word since we left.
After this journey, I just feel like I know you. And that you, you know me.
I was really hoping after this quest we might get a coffee or
something. I want us to be together.
Oh, that's disappointing.
You're right. It's not fair of me to ask these things of you. But I just can't help it.
What is happening?
But I just feel so safe around you. Is it love?
Well, if I know love...
I think this is love.
Oh, thank God! Our escort is here!
Adventurers, we must get moving. The surrounding area is crawling with... Wow. Never have I ever in my life been so immediately drawn to a person as I am in this moment, right now.
What?
Make love to me.
He's not doing anything!
I thought you were mine. And I was yours. You're right. After everything we've just been through, I see you're just too much hero for one woman.
Perhaps there's enough of this adventure for the both of us?
Well, I can confidently say there is.
Are you kidding me? Oh well, at least I've still got you.
What a hero.
Emboldened by the return of High Sorcerer Baradun, the Knights of the Realm took arms against the evil dragon Galathean once again. Although the casualties of war were great, the renewed determination to vanquish evil for good had never been stronger. As a young hero emerges to join the fight, this nameless soul would soon be known across all of Azila.
Ah! Hello, adventurer, and wow! Ah.
This one? Or that one? This one? Or that one? This one? Or that one? This one?
Come on, Brett. What's taking so long?
Yeah, I'm just trying to get my nose right.
Oh, Brett, you've been doing this for over an hour. Hurry up, let's go.
Yeah, just give me a second. I'm almost finished.
What are you even changing? Your character looks great, okay? Let's just go.
Look, it's very hard to get a half-decent looking character in this game, so.
What are you talking about, Brett? It took us 2 minutes. It's not that hard, geez.
Yeah, you guys. Oh, you guys look so good.
Thank you.
You look really good.
Yeah, thank you. Like I said, it only took us 2 minutes.
No.
Yeah, well, it is if you don't want to look like you.
What are you trying to say, Brett?
Oh, just, you know, you guys. You just. You look a little.
Look a little what?
We just, you know, if there was a person that looked like you look.
Oh my God, what is taking you guys so long?
Britt is still customizing her character.
Oh really? I just pressed random.
It's not that hard, mate.
Exactly.
Holy fuck.
You know there's a random button, Britt, hey?
I feel a little sick.
No, I think you look wonderful. You do.
Yeah, that's right.
I think we are three handsome fellows.
Well, can we go now?
Can we actually play the game now?
Jesus Christ.
What a novel idea! Oh, how about we do some shooty-shooty, eh, Brett?
You don't want to take a second look?
This is not Barbie bloody game.
This is bloody
this
Cowboys!
This is legit Cowboys.
Who the hell is this?
You tasked me in finding you a hero that would win you this war.
And this? That is your hero?
It is.
I can see in your eyes that you are a battle-hardened warrior. You have suffered loss. I can see such pain behind your eyes. And yet, there is hope. We need men like you. But, do you know the first thing about war?
I am only alive because of this hero. I saw him slay wave after wave of orcish hordes in the desert of the deceased.
Why are you speaking for our hero? If I am to give command of the lives of my men to somebody we have only just met, then he must prove himself to me himself. You are right. I shall transfer command of all the remaining armies of Wraith to your control. Effective immediately. Please join me at the table. As you can see, we are outnumbered on every front. Kalibor has not sent us any reinforcements. Alderkeep has decided to reinforce their own borders rather than reinforce ours. We are on our own. What do you suggest? What do you mean, attack? We're outnumbered 5-1. By the light, that plan might just work. But what about the counterattack? I have never heard of these tactics before. I can see the lives of my men are in good hands. Never would have occurred to me. You are a remarkable hero. Come, let's rally the armies.
God, you're sexy.
Damn right he is.
Eventually, get to cover. We've managed to make it just in time. It's amazing that the town has managed to hold off against the orcish hordes for as long as they have.
God, this is so intense.
Now, I've arranged to meet an old friend of mine, Isaac, the head of the militia. He should be here any moment. Ah, here he comes. Isaac. The son of a bitch.
Oh, Bodger, thank goodness. You finally made it. I thought you'd never come.
Well, punctuality was never my strong point. This is the hero I was talking about.
Bodger, you truly are a son of a bitch. I thought you'd abandoned us. It turns out I need to hold you up in a higher regard.
I would never abandon you, brother. You're like kin to me.
I feel the same way. I meant no disrespect. You're like a brother to me also. It's just difficult to know who to trust.
Sorry, Isaac, was it? Yeah, you might want to just amp your performance up a little bit, man. It's a big dramatic moment and you're falling a little bit flat, so just give it heaps. Like, really, just go for it, you know?
That's enough chatter. We must return to the village. Every moment that passes, more villagers perish. Adventurer, I do not know you, but Bodger trusts you and that's good enough for me.
My word wasn't good enough for you last time we were at the Mermaid's Inn.
Oh, Bodger, you know me. After a few drinks, I'm the wild one. Oh no, the gates have been breached. Adventurer, we must save all the women and children that we can. Do you accept this task?
I mean, not exactly making me excited for it, but yeah, sure, let's do it.
Great, follow me. It's heartbreaking knowing what has happened to the women and the children. They truly are suffering in these dark times.
Yeah, man, you seem really heartbroken about it.
No, no. Ouch.
Isaac! No!
Bodger, promise me.
Brother!
Promise me you'll get the women and children out.
I promise.
and tell my family that I love them and that I never wanted any of this to happen.
No.
This damned war. Adventurer, I hope you're half the man that Bodger says you are.
Rest easy, brother.
I mean, well done, Bodger, but I don't give a shit. He was terrible. All right, I'm going to go kill some orcs or something, I guess.
Right. Here we all stand. The calm before the storm of battle. No, I'm not the inspiring speech type. No. I'll leave that to my good friend. You all know him. We all love him. Here he is, our inspiring leader, Captain Isaac! Yeah!
Not this guy.
Brother, I follow you anywhere.
Thank you.
My people, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. The battle ahead will be rough. There over those hills, the orcs of Shmargunrog have made camp. It's up to us to push them off these lands and reclaim our home. If you follow me into battle, we may not all survive. Some of us will not see the sunset this day. Flint, I've known you since I was a boy. Do you remember rescuing my sister with me from the bandits in the forest?
Yes, I remember it well. They never saw us coming.
No, they did not. Will you follow me again this day?
I will!
Thank you. Bodger, I sent for your wife, not for you.
Isaac, you son of a bitch.
How many times have we fought alongside one another?
More times than I can count, brother.
There is no man I would rather fight alongside. Will you follow me again this day?
I will! Yeah!
Adventurer, I do not know you, but Bodger trusts you, and that's good enough for me. Will you follow me this day?
I mean, sure. I don't really want to be honest, but I kind of have to because I want the XP. So, but just to make it clear, your performance is dragging this whole thing down.
That's enough chatter. Soldiers, no one truly dies, not in battle. In battle, you become saviors. You become heroes. You become legends! Yeah! So follow me. To battle!
Yeah! I mean, it's okay.
Okay, you can do this. Okay, apparently there is a way to seduce this NPC and take her to bed. Come on, don't mess this up. I need this.
I don't know where to begin. My family and I are indebted to you, now and forever.
So far, so good.
What would you like to do now?
Isn't it obvious what I want? Isn't it obvious? Are you stupid? You stupid?
What? What? No, what? That is not what I meant to say.
You speak with much hostility. Is it something I've done?
Yes. It's just I'm struggling with these feelings that I have for you. You know, similar feelings to when you forget to take out the rubbish. You know, a little bit frustrated and kind of pissed off. Just generally kind of annoyed.
What?
No, that is not what the prompter was saying.
I thought after all this time together we had developed a connection. But I suppose I was never anything more than a payday for you.
I apologize for you being so stupid and having such a stupid family. Honestly, how have you gotten this far in the world being this stupid? This is bullshit. This is actual bullshit.
Do I mean so little to you? It's as if I were a bug on your shoe.
You know what? This seduction thing is actually impossible. Forget this.
I'm done with you and this stupid conversation. My heart can't take it anymore. I've never felt this way about anyone, ever.
Nor I you. Let us lie together and become one.
Yes. Where to from here? Yes. Yes, the moon!
Hold up. Did you guys know that you can join on YouTube and you can support us right here where you can unlock exclusive emotes and badges?
I decided to join them on YouTube. Backlash, we can only call, rubbing on a passport.